So we're going to do a practice right now, which is about creating a safe place within yourself that I'm going to call a container of kindness, where you can start to hold yourself from this deeper center in a way that's going to help you to restore a sense of safety. And you can do this first for yourself, and then if there's anyone else that you're really concerned about, like your children, you can actually learn to do it for them as well. So I want to make sure you have your notebook handy and just set it aside, you know, right or next to you. And I want to invite you right now to close your eyes if you are in a place where it is safe for you to do so. And just take a nice deep breath, breathing deeply. And just as we started connecting in the opening meditation with this deeper center within you, I just invite you to turn your attention to the deepest part of yourself. And recognize that there really is a center within you that is deeper and wider than any of the sorrow, any of the anger, any of the hurt you might be feeling. It doesn't negate those feelings, but there is this other part of you, this other part of yourself. It's this deeper, wider part of you that has access to wisdom and the power you need to navigate your life in the direction of your greatest evolution. It's a part of you that is deeply resourceful and resilient and capable. It's like this mature, adult, soulful presence. And just inviting you to breathe this sense of yourself all the way down into your hips. Extending the energy of this center all the way down into the earth. Just out through the soles of your feet and into the earth. And also out to the edges of the room, just filling up the entire room with the energy of this deeper center within you, this mature adult part of yourself. And just knowing with each breath connecting with that part of you where there's even a brief sense that you're okay in spite of everything that you're going through. And just stepping back from the many thoughts going through your mind, just noticing. Without attaching to any of them. And from this deeper center, I want to invite you to begin to extend a sense of care and compassion and support to the part of you that's actually feeling really overwhelmed and feeling all sorts of difficult, challenging emotions. Just extending a sense of love and presence. You don't have to fix anything. You don't have to change anything. Turning towards the feelings in your body rather than away. Just noticing where they are in your body. And actually breathe into that center. Welcoming these feelings in. I'm just asking this part of you, what meaning he or she is making about this breakup, just noticing. What's the meaning that's present? What is she making it mean about herself? What is he making it mean about himself? And inviting this part of you to also tell you its name, like an I am statement. I am what? Just noticing it. I'm not loved. I'm not safe. I'm not wanted. I'm bad. I'm wrong. I'm damaged goods. What is it? Just name it. And now just asking this part of you, how old are you? And it doesn't have to be literal. Just feel into the age of this part of you. It doesn't even have to make sense. And from this deeper, wider center, just extending a sense of warmth and love to this younger part of you. Giving him your undivided attention from the part of you that has depth and access to power and perspective. And just asking the question, what are you feeling? And just listen for the answer, mirroring it back. I can see that you're feeling. And then breathe that feeling straight into your heart, just naming it, welcoming it with love. And then you're going to breathe out a blessing for all beings in the world who are also suffering in this very moment with this very feeling. All right, so let's do it together. What are you feeling? Just listen for the answer. And just mirror it back. I can see that you're feeling. And now just breathing that feeling straight into your heart, just naming it, welcoming it. And on the out-breath, just breathing out a blessing for all beings in the world who are also suffering with this very feeling in this very moment. And let's do it for the next feeling. Just asking yourself, what else are you feeling? Listening for the answer. Mirroring it back. I can see that you're feeling. And just breathe that feeling right into your heart right now. Just welcome it in with love, turning away from nothing. And as you breathe out, just breathing out a blessing for all beings in the world who are also suffering in this very moment with this feeling. Just breathing out healing to them, breathing out release for all beings who are suffering from this very difficult feeling, including yourself. And one more time, what are you feeling? And mirroring it back. And breathing it into your heart. And breathing out a blessing for all beings who are also suffering in this way, in this moment. A prayer for healing and release. Now we're going to also ask this younger part of you what he or she is needing. You're just going to ask with curiosity. It doesn't matter if you can fulfill it or not. Your presence is what is important. your care. You can't always give everybody what they need from you in this moment, including your younger, tender self. But it matters that you care and you're listening. So just turning towards this part of you and asking the question, what do you need? And just listening for the answer and mirroring it back. I can see that you need. And see if you can name your needs. I need to be accepted. I need to be safe. I need rest. I need to belong. I need to be loved. And just asking the question again, what else do you need? Mirroring it back. And again, and what else do you need? And mirroring it back. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. You know, this is a practice that my teaching partner, Claire Zammit, and I created for our feminine power work. And we call it the Daily Power Practice. You're going to be getting a copy of how you can do the practice. I've modified it for this course somewhat by adding it a very old Buddhist practice called Tunglin, because sometimes I feel that the feelings that are present are so big that the only way we can make sense of them or actually hold them is if we make them impersonal. We understand that we are not the only ones and that we're somehow able to become a part of healing them for a larger community of people.